Welcome back to The Deep Dive, the only place where we turn months of exhaustive marketing research into the essential briefing you need to scale smarter and faster.
And today, we are tackling a huge topic.
Oh, yeah. It's the single biggest efficiency question for, I think, every CMO and marketing lead right now: marketing automation tools for 2025.
I mean, it's really more than just a question of efficiency, isn't it? It's almost a question of survival.
How so?
Well, if you're still relying on, you know, a bunch of cobbled together systems or manual email exports, you are just hemorrhaging money and missing out on all these personalized opportunities.
Right.
So our mission today is pretty simple. We want to give you the shortcut. We've pulled out the top 10 players to give you the insights you need to choose a system that doesn't just manage leads, but actively grows revenue.
Absolutely. And the stakes are just incredibly high. To really scale lead generation and, you know, truly personalize those customer journeys in the next year, you need the right framework.
Mm-hmm.
And that means having a sophisticated workflow that just integrates perfectly with your CRM.
And that gets right to the core of what these things are. At the highest level, marketing automation tools are basically software platforms. They're designed to streamline, automate, and measure pretty much all those repetitive marketing tasks.
Like email sequences, social posts.
Exactly. Email, social, website triggers. All from one central hub.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit and get into the mechanics. Because the idea sounds simple, but the reality is, well, it's complex.
It is. Historically, marketing automation was all based on this simple rule-based logic. If X happens,
then Y happens. A customer clicks a link, the trigger.
Right, and the system sends a follow-up email. That's the action. That's really the foundation of workflow automation.
But while that basic logic is still there, the depth of customization now is just staggering. You can build these multi-step branching workflows that genuinely mimic human decision making.
For sure. Sending customers down totally different paths based on whether they looked at a pricing page versus, say, a careers page.
So what's powering that?
Well, what's fascinating here is the role of data. I mean, none of this works unless that contact and activity data is flowing constantly.
So you need that seamless CRM integration.
You absolutely do. When your marketing activity like email opens and your sales activity like recent purchases are syncing in real time, the automation engine can make genuinely intelligent decisions.
And if they're not?
If your data is siloed, your automation is basically running blind on old information. It's useless.
And speaking of intelligence, this is where AI and machine learning really enter the chat, right? It feels like it's transforming automation from just following rules to something more.
Oh, completely. It changes the game. It shifts the question from what do I tell the tool to do to what does the tool suggest I should do?
So it's proactive instead of reactive.
Exactly. Basic automation is fixed. These advanced systems powered by AI are dynamic. They're analyzing thousands of data points and continually refining the strategy. They'll shift lead scores, optimize send times, even suggest the next best piece of content.
All without a human pushing buttons every time.
Uh-huh. All without human intervention. And that is the necessary evolution for 2025.
Okay, so that makes the selection process even more critical. If you're sitting down to evaluate these platforms, we need like a mandatory checklist.
We do.
What are the key features that signal a robust, future-proof platform?
Okay, first and foremost, robust multi-channel orchestration. We can't just be talking about email anymore. Your platform has to handle SMS, social, web interactions, all of it.
And I'm guessing ease of use is a big one.
It is. Second, an intuitive visual workflow builder is non-negotiable. If your team can't actually see the logic they're building, they won't build sophisticated campaigns. It's that simple.
And what about on the targeting and analysis side?
Advanced segmentation is paramount. You need to be able to slice and dice your audience, not just by, you know, geography, but by their intent and their behavior.
And lead scoring.
Sophisticated lead scoring, ideally supported by AI so it can adjust dynamically. And of course, the bedrock of all of this is seamless, certified integration with your main CRM. That integration is clunky. You got technical debt before you even start.
So the bottom line benefit here isn't just about sending automated emails. It's about using this tech to eliminate manual errors, to maximize personalization, and to free up your team so they can focus on high-value strategic work.
Right. And this is how B2B companies and small businesses can actually scale their outreach profitably without just throwing more people at the problem.
All right, here's where it gets really interesting. We're going to look at the leaders in the space. We've grouped the top 10 tools based on their primary strength, starting with the biggest category, the all-in-one and scalable platforms.
These are the players that really want to own your entire marketing stack. They often lead with comprehensive AI and, maybe surprisingly, a pretty generous entry point. First up, HubSpot Marketing Hub.
HubSpot's whole identity is its platform, right? It's AI-powered software that leverages their unified HubSpot CRM. It is built to scale.
Mm-hmm. And their key features now are those new AI tools, the Breeze Customer Agent, AI-powered emails in Studio, and those dynamic CTAs that change based on who is visiting the site.
The strength is obvious, clean interface, and the integration is perfect because it's all one system. Plus, that freemium plan is genuinely useful for a startup.
For sure. But there's a trade-off. Yeah. The premium features get expensive, and because the contact-based pricing scales so quickly, the sticker shock on the higher tiers can be significant.
Very significant. Okay, next up we have GetResponse.
GetResponse is another great all-in-one, but they're really known for exceptional email deliverability. They boast 99%, which is huge if you're a high-volume sender.
And they have a lot under the hood. AI generators, conversion funnels, landing pages, and webinar hosting too, which is unique.
It is. And the pro is clear. 24/7 support and a feature set that means you don't have to manage, 10 different vendors.
But you mentioned a serious cost trap with this one.
I did. So the advanced features are gated behind higher tiers, which is pretty standard.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker. Deleted contacts still count towards your subscriber cap.
Wait, really?
Yep. So you're perpetually paying for database hygiene if you don't manually prune your list constantly. It makes calculating your costs really tricky.
Wow. That's a massive pain point teams have to track. Okay, finally in this group, the one everyone knows, MailChimp.
MailChimp is still the leader for small to mid-sized businesses. It's celebrated for its user experience, especially now that it's part of Intuit. They've added generative AI content through Intuit Assist and offer SMS marketing now.
User-friendly, great templates, strong deliverability, all pros. But like GetResponse, the costs can escalate really fast. What's the issue with their pricing model?
It's because they often charge for duplicate and cleaned or inactive contacts. So many businesses are paying for, say, 20-30% of their list that never interacts with them or is just duplicated. You're paying for storage, not just active engagement.
And that eats into your ROI really quickly unless you're super disciplined. Okay, let's move to our second group, experience and platform specialized tools. These are the ones that prioritize either deep customer journeys or commitment to specific tech ecosystem.
And we'll start with ActiveCampaign. This is what you'd call a true customer experience automation, or CXA, platform. It blends email, a built-in CRM, and multi-channel messaging like SMS and WhatsApp.
How does CXA differ from traditional marketing automation?
That's a great question. Traditional MA often stops once the lead converts. CXA, on the other hand, continues after the sale. It focuses on retention, loyalty, post-purchase upsells.
The whole life cycle.
The whole thing. And ActiveCampaign enables this with its famy visual automation builder. You can create these incredibly sophisticated branching workflows that are perfect for mapping long-term customer relationships.
And the pros are that flexible builder and the integrated CRM. Plus, they offer free migration and coaching for new paid users, which is a huge help.
It is. The con, though, is a familiar one. The pricing scales aggressively with your contact list size. And if you want to use those complex scenarios, which is why you buy it in the first place, there's a really steep learning curve to master it.
Got it. The other tool in this category is kind of the opposite, Ascend by Wix.
This is the ultimate example of ecosystem commitment. Ascend is the marketing and CRM suite built specifically into the Wix website builder. So you get things like Wix chat, the inbox, the SEO whiz.
And the benefit there is that tight native integration. Everything syncs automatically. It's affordable and super user-friendly for non-technical teams.
Totally. But that specialization is also its downfall if you ever plan to move.
Mm-hmm.
The features might lack the depth of a specialist tool like ActiveCampaign, and if you ever leave Wix.
Ascend is irrelevant.
It's a closed system, exactly.
Okay, on to our final and really diverse category, value focus and agency or B2B specialized tools. And this is where we see a real split between cost-saving tools and full-service managed expertise.
Starting with value, we have Moosend.
Moosend. It's highly cost-effective, built for small to mid-sized teams. They've got a drag-and-drop editor, lots of templates, an AI writer. The works.
And great value for money is the biggest pro, for sure. Plus, a generous free trial that lets you test almost everything. They also offer 245 live chat support, which is pretty rare at this price point.
But there's an oddity here, right?
There is. It's a lack of public transparency. Access to verified user reviews on major sites like G2 or Capterra is blocked.
Hmm. That definitely raises some questions if you rely on peer validation. Makes due diligence a lot harder.
It does.
Okay, now we hit the specialized agency models, which completely change the economics. First up, InBeat.
InBeat is a creator-led agency platform. It merges influencer campaigns, paid media, and automated content flows. They're heavily focused on TikTok and Instagram, specializing in generating user-generated content, or UGC.
So the pro isn't really the software itself, but the unified service. They connect creator content with paid media and your CRM and give you unified analytics.
Exactly. They provide the expertise needed to run the whole automation flow.
Yeah.
But that's the strategic difference. This is a managed agency service, not a self-serve SaaS tool you just buy.
Meaning no public pricing, no free trial.
Right. You have to start with a partnership discussion.
And that non-transparent pricing model appears again with ZinkUp.
It does. ZinkUp is hyper-specialized for B2B tech startups and scale-ups. They focus on aligning complex content marketing, lead nurturing, and PR through a full-service agency model.
The pro being their deep B2B tech expertise, they reduce a ton of manual internal tasks.
But again, no transparent pricing or free plan. It's a relationship, not just a tool.
Then there's MarketStack.
MarketStack is all about streamlining complex operations and deep integrations, specializing heavily in HubSpot. They offer over 50 custom integrations with big platforms like Salesforce and SEMrush.
So their expertise is in unifying real-time data across channels that don't normally talk to each other.
Precisely. They are HubSpot Gold Partners, which is a huge pro for big complex projects, the con. They are definitely geared toward larger teams, so it's potential overkill for a startup.
Yeah.
And you guessed it.
No public pricing and no free trial.
You got it.
Okay, our final tool is MQL Flow.
MQL Flow tries to democratize enterprise-grade AI. It's AI-driven automation built for small businesses and startups that want lower cost and complexity. It has automated lead scoring, content generation, all that good stuff.
Bringing that level of AI to smaller organizations with an intuitive builder sounds like a huge benefit.
It is, but same story. Pricing isn't public, and there's no free plan or trial. Also, it's pretty much confined to the web, no extensive mobile or desktop apps.
So after all that, we've surveyed a field of 10 tools, from these huge global platforms to hyper-specialized managed agencies.
And the sheer diversity really reflects the fact that there is no single best tool. There's only the best fit for your specific environment.
Right. So for you, the marketing decision maker listening, the goal is to cut through all this noise and avoid buying some hugely expensive tool that just ends up creating massive technical debt.
Exactly. This isn't just about features. It's about strategic choices.
So how do you make that choice?
Well, you can frame it as a build versus buy decision. Are you building the automated architecture internally with a self-serve SaaS platform? Or are you buying access to specialized expertise through a managed agency model?
To make that decision, we've got four core questions you need to ask. First, assess your internal technical expertise.
And this is about being honest with yourself. Do you have team members who are comfortable navigating a complex workflow builder like an ActiveCampaign? Or do you desperately need something intuitive that minimizes complexity, like Ascend or MailChimp?
Because choosing complexity when you don't have the bandwidth is a recipe for expensive failure.
Absolutely. Second, evaluate the scale and feature depth you really need. Is your business 90% email? Or do you need a full suite with social, webinars, A/B testing, and CRM syncing?
Platforms like GetResponse and HubSpot give you everything. But you have to factor in the costs of features you might not even use for 2 years.
For sure. Third, prioritize integration integrity. If your business runs on legacy systems or specialized software, your number one priority is ensuring seamless data flow.
And that's where a specialist like MarketStack becomes essential, even if they cost more.
Exactly. A cheap tool with bad integration is worthless. And finally, factor in those long-term costs.
We saw the pain points with MailChimp and GetResponse.
You have to model your growth against their contact-based pricing. Look past that initial monthly fee and calculate the cost for when you double your database. Paying for cleaned or duplicate contacts is a major hidden cost.
At the end of the day, success really hinges on alignment. The right blend of these tools is the one that perfectly matches your team's comfort, your customer journey's complexity, and your financial growth model.
And the trend is crystal clear. Marketing automation is getting more intelligent, more intuitive, and increasingly integrated with generative AI.
Success just depends on whether you align your business needs with one of these two strategic paths, the predictable self-serve SaaS model,
or the high-touch specialized agency model. This list really highlights that split. You have the transparent self-serve tools like HubSpot and MailChimp, and then the specialized agencies InBeat, ZinkUp, MarketStack, MQL Flow, all of whom require direct contact for pricing and offer no trials.
So here's the final provocative thought for you to chew on. When you're faced with a complex B2B challenge or a niche marketing goal, is the specialized expertise provided by those non-transparent agency models worth giving up the control, the self-serve management, and the upfront price clarity of the major platforms?
That trade-off right there defines the future marketing structure that you're building. And the answer you choose will either give you a competitive edge or lead to a lot of technical frustration over the next few years.
This deep dive is brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.